Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current and full student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, January 27, 1824, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette reported on the trial for the murder of William Roach. The horrific event took place 2 months before at Lear's Plantation in St. Michael on the night of November 7, 1823. William was a white man living in the house of Margaret Ann Favelle when, according to the report, four black men broke into the house. In what was a burglary gone terribly wrong, the unsuspecting Roach was murdered. In the immediate aftermath, one suspect was named, a runaway man by the name of John, owned by Mr. James Thomas Bascom. A reward was posted for John and those responsible for the crime, stating that any person who could assist in the investigation or capture of the perpetrators would receive a sterling reward of £100. On January 26, the trial was now underway at the Town Hall, presided over by Justices Gill, Grant, and Wickham, with the assistance of three freeholders. Being charged with willful murder were three of the murder accused, Primus, Thomas, and the suspected John. The trial was lengthy, going until 8 p.m. with pieces of evidence being presented that were reportedly so convincing that there was no doubt that these men were guilty. With this, Mr. Justice Gill gave his sentence, one as gruesome as the crime. The men would be put to death the next morning as close as possible to where the murder was committed. Death was, however, not enough. A strong message had to be sent. They were to be decapitated, heads placed on poles, while their bodies were to be hung in chains with shame. No doubt the extremity of the punishment was due to the fact that these four enslaved black men had taken the life of a white man. Such an offense during the time of slavery was considered an atrocity of the highest degree. The fourth suspect, Hua, was also already in custody. He would have to wait a week to learn his fate, as his trial was set for Monday, February 2nd. On that day, he would stand before Justices Carew and Bascom, the latter of whom had him arrested. However, news that his compatriots Primus, Thomas, and John would be publicly executed hit the pages of the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette on this day, January 27, 1824.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.